Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
We have Sesame Street Live tickets that we're going to give away, a four-pack, family four-pack, Sesame Street Live. Is that Tuesday of next week?
It sure is.
At the Merrill Auditorium. See all your favorites, Big Bird, Elmo, and more out there at Sesame Street Live. Today is
National Pet Day.
And what do we want to do for these tickets?
So I don't quite have the wording on this perfected, so you might have to help me out a little bit to not make it so long-winded. But if you could have a fictional animal character as a pet, what would you choose and why?
What are you going with?
I don't know.
All right, I'll go first.
Well, I didn't have enough time. How about Abu from Aladdin?
Is that the monkey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love little teeny tiny monkeys and their teeny tiny hands. And I watch so many of those videos on TikTok when people are like rehabilitating monkeys.
I mean, I think the animal rights activists would say that you shouldn't have a monkey as a pet, but if that's what you want to do with your life.
It's not really freak.
It will be real if you have it.
It's a fictional character. Really? Because I was imagining that it was still a cartoon. And I was just like in Roger Rabbit world.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, you know Roger Rabbit? That's a reference I didn't think you would pick up on.
Well, that lady was so sexy, it was burned in my memory. What was her name? Like Scarlet or something?
Wasn't it Lola? I can't remember.
No, that's a bunny.
Roger Rabbit.
What was her name? The sexy lady in a red dress.
I know. I can picture her.
Yeah, she was too hot. Way too hot for a kid's movie.
I know. It was sexual awakening.
Jessica Rabbit.
When did you have your... What is it?
Your
sexual awakening was when Jessica Rabbit hit the screen.
I'm sorry, but what was she doing in a kid's movie? Really?
I don't think that was a kid's movie. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I watched that as a young child.
What was the rating on Who Framed...
I'm guessing it's PG.
Who Framed Roger
Rabbit? Because back then, they could call something PG and it really was PG-13.
It is PG, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely would be PG-13 nowadays.
Because of that red dress alone.
Just because of that. But so my fictional...
I don't understand these feelings.
My fictional character pet would be Abu, and he would still be a cartoon. Thank you. Your turn.
You know what? I'm going big. Go big or go home, Tara.
Okay. Is it an elephant?
Clifford.
Oh! Well, where is he going to sleep? In the books and the cartoons, he has to sleep in the backyard, doesn't he? He's too big for the house.
Listen,
he has to be an outdoor dog.
If I have Clifford the big red dog, he's gonna bring in some cash for me and we'll be able to afford a big backyard for him.
Okay.
Clifford the big red dog, final answer.
You'll build a giant garage.
Beth in Auburn, if you could own any fictional pet, which one would you go with?
Probably Sonic.
Oh, little hedgehog.
He's really cute.
He's cute and he also likes to collect gold rings.
Yeah, I like gold rings.
Would you want the cartoon Sonic or would you want the, what do they even call it?
Real action.
CGI. Yeah.
Yeah, I would want like the real action.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pretty cool.
You got to watch out
for
a
great family pet.
Jim Carrey, though, right? Wasn't Jim Carrey the bad guy in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Said he did a really good job in that one.
Haley in Auburn, if you could own any fictional pet, which one would you want?
I'd have to say Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, he's too crazy. He's going to bite you.
But he protects Lilo.
That's so true. He's a guard dog.
So he would protect you.
Right.
Confession, I've never seen Lilo and Stitch.
I was just going to ask like if you skipped that one or if you watched it.
What year did that come out in?
I think I went to see that in theaters. I want to say like 2003.
2002.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little bit too old for that.
You were on spring break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know about spring break, but... I was too old to be watching Lilo and Stitch, and I didn't have any
You're never too old.
I didn't have like younger siblings or anything. If you don't have any like reason to watch it with somebody younger, you're not.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ooh, here's a good one. This made me want to get a golden retriever so bad when I was a kid. Comet, name the show.
Air Bud? I don't know.
Air Bud was a movie. It was just a TV show that you definitely watched. Comet was on.
Oh, from Full House.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just took me a minute.
Another iconic TV pet, Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But that was like a dude trapped in the cat's body, right?
Yeah, that was a little odd when you think about it. It's like a grown man hanging out with a teenage girl.
I can't believe you went Abu but didn't think of Marcel.
Marcel from Friends?
Yeah.
Like just watched Friends for the first time.
I know.
So it's not really...
It should have been fresh in your mind and you went monkey. Marcel was a real monkey.
Mm.
This feels like something from your generation. Somebody on the text said cat dog.
Oh, cute. Did you ever watch that?
No, that's why I said this feels like something from your generation. Cat Dog, what was the year on that?
I feel like late 90s, early 2000s, but it looks like a wiener dog. And then at the ends, they each have two front feet and a head.
Yeah, I know what it looks like. I just never watched the show.
Well, excuse me for trying to be descriptive.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Hi Radio Maine. Who's this?
Marissa.
Marissa, if you could own any fictional pet, which one would you go with?
I'm going to go with Bluey. That's what my daughter would say.
Aww.
We got to keep the house happy, so she's obsessed with Bluey.
Do you think she would want cartoon Bluey or like the real breed of dog? What is it, like a cattle dog?
Probably, for sure, the cartoon.
Yeah, a cartoon.
Yeah.
That's more fun.
Like, she wants exactly Bluey, like Bluey living in their house.
Yeah.
Is she a big Sesame Street fan, too?
Yeah. Huge Sesame Street fan, yeah.
Who would you say her favorite Sesame Street character is?
Elmo.
Of course.
Classic.
Fan favorite. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to hook her up to see Elmo. We're going to give you a 4-pack of tickets. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. You just made our week.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
You guys are out there next week at the Merrill Auditorium for Sesame Street Live. Woo-woo.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So, thank you so much.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Mr. C, hip-hop and New York radio legend, has died. Several reports from C's colleagues were posted on Wednesday afternoon. Mr. C helped produce two iconic hip-hop albums, Big Daddy Kane's Long Live the Kane and the Notorious B.I.G.'s Ready to Die. He's credited with discovering one of hip-hop's greatest, if not the greatest, the Notorious B.I.G. Rest in peace to Mr. C.
That's sad.
Don't know what the cause of death is, but up until like last week, he was doing radio mixes. Still, he was still involved, still posted online. Very sad. In his 50s. So
that's young.
Fairly young. Hundreds of members of Maine's Muslim community gathered at Fitzpatrick Stadium in Portland on Wednesday morning for Eid al-Fitr, the holiday marking the end of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Former Gorham High star and Indiana University's all-time leading scorer, Mackenzie Holmes, has declared that she will enter the 2024 WNBA draft. She wrote, "I have declared for the 2024 WNBA draft and pray that a team honors me with a selection, knowing I will be ready for the start of the 2025 training camp. Your support, thoughts, and prayers at this time are appreciated." I guess she's going through a knee surgery that's going to put her out for a year. She's been dealing with that through her collegiate career. So hoping that makes her come back even stronger for the WNBA, and hopefully a team will pick her in the draft. Shouts to Mackenzie Holmes. Foulmouth Brewing in SoPo announced on social media Wednesday that it's going to close at the end of the month, saying another brewery has bought the business. They've been around for over 8 years.
I love the name. I hope it doesn't change.
I think it's going to change. I think it's going to be a different brewery. Or the rumors are it's somebody that has experience in the state, so maybe it's just going to change to whatever that other brewery owns. I don't know.
Oh.
We shall see. I never made it over there, though. It was always on like the list. I wonder when their closing date is. I have some friends that go over there for trivia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to have to go tonight.
Piping plover season is in full swing along Maine beaches. In fact, the first sighting was at Higgins Beach in Scarborough on March 14th. The small federally threatened shorebirds have now been spotted on several area beaches and are nesting. As of April 1st, a lot of the beaches have restrictions that went into place to protect them. They'll bring your dogs in certain areas, don't walk in certain areas, things of that such. So be careful. Watch the signs that are posted. Follow the directions.
I love those little guys. They're so cute.
I love purple piping plover from the Dairy Corner.
I was just going to say, is that an ice cream flavor?
I've never had it, but it's just fun.
What makes it purple?
I don't know. It's fun to say. I've never had it. I had a friend that came and visited, and he couldn't stop saying it, so he ordered the purple piping plover. But we're not like...
Lots of reviews.
Well, we're not that close that we're going to lick the same ice cream cone. You know what I mean?
Why not? Eh. You could have asked for a spoon and just taken a chunk.
I guess I could have done that, but I had my own.
Now you'll never know.
I didn't want to share with him my coffee Oreo. It's ice cream season.
Yeah, it is. I'm already in full swing every single night. I'm like, I need an ice cream right now.
What's your drug of choice?
I usually get something different like every time because I eat so much ice cream.
What was your most recent ice cream purchase?
Moose Tracks. Can't go wrong with that.
Favorite place to get an ice cream?
I like anywhere that sells Gifford's ice cream, but I'm happy with any kind of ice cream. But if it has the Gifford's sign, I know I'm in for a treat.
Gifford's is your number one pick.
Yeah.
Is Gifford's Maine or Massachusetts?
Maine.
Is it?
I hope.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm an idiot.
What would be Massachusetts?
Miola. I'm trying to think of what I had.
I never
growing
heard
up.
Of that.
I had some mass thing, I guess. There's a picture of me from like the local newspaper, and they said it's ice cream season, and I'm like sitting on the bench eating an ice cream as like a 4-year-old that my mom has like pinned up somewhere.
Cute.
At Miola's. What else do we? Oh, that's it. That was the fifth thing. Piping Plover. Shouts to the Piping Plover gang. Five things you need to know. Made out of Maine. By the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. You know how the Bloods and the Crips are like red and blue?
Yeah.
Piping Plover, purple.
Okay.
I'm going to move it along.
I've heard about those colors, but do I know anything about it? Absolutely not. I grew up in Maine.
Yeah, and in Maine, you got to watch out for people wearing purple. Piping Plover gang. The mean streets of Maine.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Are we going to get some diss tracks or not? Come on. Let's go. I'm ready for it. Joe Budden thinks things are about to get worse between Kendrick and Drake. Budden said, whatever little rappy-ish you thought was going on, it's not that and something's coming. I think that J. Cole knows that from either Drake, Kendrick, or both. And it was time to bow out because we are no longer in the first round. So he thinks that's why J. Cole dropped out, because he got wind of what's about to come with their diss tracks. And he said, I want no part of this. I don't want to be involved. It's keeping me up at night. I'm having anxiety. I apologize. I'm out. Switzerland.
Or nothing is going to happen.
Joe Budden said, I have it on good information that both sides went in the booth and came out. And what I'm hearing about both sides is that it's nuclear. It's up, up. I'm hearing this from people that can rap. So I want to come in here and say that speculation time is over. Debate time is over. And he went on to say, I've been saying for a few pods that I've seen absolutely nothing from Drake to get me excited enough to think that he'll be capable of doing what needs to be done against the likes of a Kendrick Lamar. I'm here to say he's changed his tune. I'm here to say there is no longer any need for me to instigate anything. We're here, and apparently he did it and people heard it, and I heard his bad. But bad like scathing bad, or bad like it's bad? We shall see. Nuclear, both of them coming. He's really hyping this up.
I think he just said that to have something to say on his podcast. I think he just made the whole thing up.
Joe Budden would never do something like that. That doesn't sound like him. So back in 2019, Blue Ivy Carter broke an impressive chart record. She became the youngest person ever to be credited for a song on the Hot 100. She appeared alongside her mother, St. John, and WizKid on the track Brown Skin Girl from the Lion King soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
That record has now been broken. Sibling rivalry. Yesterday was Siblings Day. With Cowboy Carter as the track protector, the song has Beyonce leaning into some of her maternal instincts and ambitions. And guess who makes a little appearance?
I don't know. I don't know the names of her kids.
Rumi.
Aside from Blue.
Rumi Carter.
What's the third kid's name?
Oh, God, you're going to ask me that one? I don't have it in front of me. But isn't Rumi one of the twins?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just Blue and then a set of twins.
Or Rumi.
Rumi and...
Oh, don't tell me. I want to think of it. Come on.
Oh, I looked it up and it's like...
Sir.
No, duh. Yeah, sir.
Anyways, Rumi broke the record because of Cowboy Carter. It's at number 42 on the Hot 100 this week.
I feel like I don't know the name of her twins because they're not really in the public eye the way that Blue has been her entire life.
Well, they're also younger.
It doesn't matter. When Blue was, like, we've known Blue since
first
she was
child,
a baby.
First child, golden child. You get how that goes, right? Rumi's coming for that number one spot. Rumi, by the way, number 42 on the Hot 100. When Brown Skin Girl charted, it was number 76. So she's already beat her out. She's got a higher chart position. Crazy. What have you accomplished in your life? She's 6 years old and she's on the Hot 100.
She's
nothing.
She's a nepotism baby.
Her
mother is Beyonce. Her father is Jay-Z.
She worked hard for that, all right? This is America. If any six-year-old could get out there and work instead of being lazy and watching Bluey.
Really?
That's the problem.
I would argue that a six-year-old should be able to be a six-year-old, and they should be able to watch Bluey and eat goldfish and make a mess.
Yeah, if they don't want to have retirement or be a homeowner later, they need to get out there and start working. Shout out to Ice Spice. Ice Spice is going to be joining Denzel Washington in the cast for Spike Lee's thriller High and Low. And it's going to be her first time working with Spike Lee. It's also going to be her feature film debut. So we'll see if she's got the acting chops. That's going to be the fifth time that Spike Lee and Denzel Washington have worked together. Last one, though, was Wild Man Inside In. So.
Well, we saw a little sneak preview when she did those Dunkin' commercials.
Okay.
What?
I mean, I remember them. They were funny. It's not like dramatic, but is she going to be playing herself? What kind of role is she going to be playing?
I don't know.
I feel like musicians can do a better job when it's like Eminem crushed 8 Mile, but it's because he's playing himself. You know what I mean?
True.
Like when you're playing yourself, it's easy to, you don't need to be like, what's my motivation for this scene? You're like, I live this scene. I got this.
We'll have to wait and see.
30 on 30, made how to main by Side by Each Brewing, beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each Minot Ave in Auburn. Get up.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
What do we want to do for Usher tickets this morning?
You need to tell us a TV show that was amazing at first, but became unwatchable.
Okay. I have one that became unwatchable because somebody ruined something for me.
Oh my gosh. What was it?
And I'm
going to
ruin it for everybody.
You are or you aren't?
I am, because it was so upsetting to me that I want to save people from it. The Blacklist.
I've never watched that.
I was told it was a good show. I watched like the first season and a half and I thought it was good. And then, someone lied to me. Never mind.
What is happening to you? What are you talking about?
I got mad.
Do you have your show mixed up?
No, it's this one. You try to figure out who this chick's father is throughout the show. And then I'm like, when are they just going to reveal this? And they say, oh, they never do. That's what I was told, that they never reveal who her father is. And I said, well, forget this show then, because it's annoying me.
I did just Google it,
and it says the Blacklist revealed in season 6 that blank is Liz's father, but the man that she knows isn't the real. What? See, this is why I'm off of it. There's like twists. I don't know.
It seemed like they just kept getting renewed, and we're like, well, we can't end quite yet.
Yeah, the Blacklist revealed in season 6 that Raymond Reddington is Liz's father, but the man she knows isn't the real Reddington. Reddington's place following his death and changing his appearance with surgery.
Changed his appearance with surgery?
See, that's so stupid. I'm glad I stopped watching.
I had no idea that was what the show was about.
Well, the show is about like this, the Blacklist is like the FBI's like most wanted list or whatever. And like this guy is one of the masterminds, but he helps the FBI to catch other people on the Blacklist. And there's this character that's working on the task force team. And you think that this guy is actually her father. And that's where it goes. Anyways.
In the 80s, James Spader was drop dead gorgeous.
You know what another show is that, and I just don't know why, I think it just got too long-winded for me, was How to Get Away with Murder.
I never watched that either.
And Elise Keaton, I believe, she was the lawyer, she was teaching at the school, and then it just got so like convoluted. I was like, I don't know, I fell off.
I always heard that the first couple of seasons were really good
yeah.
of that show, like must-watch TV, but I never...
I think that's what happens because...
They get too many seasons.
They get too many seasons. That's why Seinfeld's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You can give me a million. No, I'm out. What are you going to go with?
My answer is going to be the show Lost. I started this show when it was added to Netflix years ago when I was maybe 16. And I was obsessed. I watched almost every episode. And I remember I went on a vacation with my family. We went to Virginia and we took the train. Big mistake. It was a 14-hour train ride. I don't know why we did that instead of just driving in our own car, because there's nothing to do. So I watched almost all of Lost in its entirety. And then I got to the last season and I said, what is going on? Like, I ripped my headphones out and was like, I am lost. I have no idea.
Did it turn out to be a dream or something?
I never finished it. I got to the last season. I got a few episodes into the last season and I said, I can't anymore. I threw my hands up. I said, I'm done. And I never finished the show.
I gotta be honest with you. As crazy as Lost was and as big as Lost was, I've never seen a single episode. I don't think I've seen more than
like they lost
15 seconds when I was flipping channels when people used to do that.
No, it started out so good and then it had too many seasons. And I was like, where are we and how and why? This doesn't even make sense.
Haley in Auburn, the question is...
Tell us a TV show that was amazing at first, but became unwatchable.
Fuller House. I watched Full House, but I watched like the first 2 episodes of Fuller House, and I was like, nope, it's not the same.
Yeah, I remember when everyone was so excited for Fuller House, and I had a friend that was really into it, and I sat in on an episode and was like, what is happening? Not for me.
I think that Full House was definitely better than Fuller.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh, for sure. I mean, sometimes it's fun to like relive the nostalgia, but they did like multiple seasons of it. I don't know if that was necessary.
Yeah.
Sam from Wells, the question is,
tell us a TV show that was amazing at first but became unwatchable.
Blacklist.
Oh, you agree with me?
Yes.
So how far did you get?
Without giving too much away, past the big secret, and then it all just kind of fell apart for us. We couldn't even, like, force our way through it.
Well, Ryan just revealed the big secret live on air, so you don't have to worry about spilling the beans.
I missed that part.
Yeah, season six, she finds out that he's the dad. But it's not him. It's like he's, like,
he had
what happened?
Plastic surgery?
He was, like,
wearing a face? Yes.
Wait, so what was he doing? He's wearing someone's face?
Well, you know, he went to the plastic surgeon and he had his face transformed to, like, look like the person he was supposed to be imitating. But then, like, they lost Wrestler, then they had Dembe come back and, like, be an agent, and I'm like, this is too much.
So, we'll put you in the running for these Usher tickets. We got a couple minutes here and we're going to call back our winner, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Tell us a TV show that was amazing at first but became unwatchable.
Mariah, what's your pick?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
I feel like a lot of people are going to have that answer.
Because for me, it was you guys had a chance to start all over and you chose to still be human beings.
I gave up, I think, on season three. I made it through like three seasons. It was like the most talked about show. And then I was like, okay.
I've never watched it before because I don't really like gross stuff. And it seemed pretty gross.
It had its moments.
I was like you, Tara. I was like, I'm not really into this, but my husband would watch it in the bedroom as I was trying to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then I would get like sucked into the storyline. So then I would stay up and watch it with him. And then I was like, this is just ridiculous. I hate you all.
That's literally how I feel about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, you're not alone.
I've never seen that.
My girlfriend was watching it. I got sucked into it. And now I go, I hate you all. Chris in Brunswick, what is a TV show that you started watching that was good that fell off and you had to stop?
I don't know if y'all ever heard of this show, but it's called P-Valley.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of it?
P-Valley.
Yeah, that show got down and dirty quick.
I think I know why you stopped watching.
I wasn't ready. Third episode or something like that. No, I can't do this. I can't do it.
All right. Are you trying to win these Usher tickets?
Yes, sir.
If you won Usher tickets, you get two. Who are you bringing with you?
I got to bring the wifey, man.
All right. You guys big Usher fans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I say Usher classic, what comes to mind?
There goes my baby.
There go. All right. Cool. As long as you don't say OMG.
I would accept OMG. Come on. I used the song Scream on the story the other day. I thought you were going to call me out for that.
I didn't see it. I would have. Tara's been using all this.
Like one of my classics and one of your classics every other day.
No, that's not the Usher that we love. I mean, they were good. Don't get me wrong. But it's just funny. Like different generations have different versions of Usher, I guess.
Yeah. It's like different generations got different Batman.
Yeah.
Mike
Keaton
is my Batman.
All right. Well, we're going to hook you up with tickets. You're going. Congratulations.
Appreciate that, man.
You're very welcome. August, you guys are making a trip down to the TD Garden. Past, present, and future. You get to see all the Ushers down there. Congrats.
Thank you. Bless up.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Coverage of Monday's eclipse was nuts in Mexico. RCG Media's news channel was showing viewers photos of the eclipse when one not safe for work slipped in. One picture showed a man's testicles blocking the sun. It was a video.
It was so creative and well planned out.
Oh my God. Tara just showed me the footage of it. And I read the story and I laughed out loud, but seeing it, hilarious.
You gotta see it to really experience it. I don't understand how it got approved. Obviously, they submitted these pictures, these videos of you know, viewers watching the eclipse. Like, how did that not get flagged?
No idea, but hysterical nonetheless.
So funny.
Shout out to whoever got their nuts on the news. Absolutely ridiculous. I guess it's a thing, though. Testicular eclipse.
What are you talking about?
Like, it's a trend. Like, people will do this. Like, you can look up testicular eclipse.
I've never heard
basically,
of this.
Basically, guys will block out the sun with their nuts.
What?
Yeah. Most famously done by...
Wait, was that actually the sun? Because I thought that it was a flashlight or something.
It could have been a flashlight, but it's made to look like the sun. I don't know what it was. I wasn't... As soon as I saw the nuts, I go, okay. But some people use the sun.
They were hairy. But what are you talking about? It was a trend for people to take pictures like that because I've never seen it until this point.
Little videos. Yeah. You know who did it famously?
No, because I've never heard of it.
Guy named Tommy Lee. You know Tommy Lee?
I don't think so.
You 100% know Tommy Lee.
Oh, Tommy Lee. I was getting confused for a second, and I was like, I know it's not Tommy Fury. Yeah, Tommy Lee. Wait, he's done this? He's posted a whole picture of his package before.
Well, he's got no problem posting his package
up online. Yeah, so this isn't that shocking.
No. I was going to say, if you had to guess one, I should have said
Did he actually do this, or are you just making it up for fun?
No, Tommy Lee did a testicular eclipse.
Earlier this week?
Search it up. It's been a thing throughout all the eclipses. Usually people, the past
few
eclipses.
I've never heard of this. Is he the one who sent it in?
Well, you don't get the newsletter.
The Tommy Lee newsletter?
No, if you have a penis, you get a newsletter. Fun things you can do with it.
What are you talking about?
Speaking of stuff.
Okay.
It's a thing.
When's the last time you mooned someone? Like stuck your butt out of a car window and were like, bah!
I think I was always too shy to do that.
There's no way. I don't believe that. You and your friends were so rowdy and weird. There's no way not one of you didn't drive by someone and moon them out the window.
No, I don't think I ever did that. I don't know. I wasn't a big mooner.
He's shy.
You know what we did do a lot? Pantsing each other.
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing in school, I remember.
You'd be talking to some girl at your locker and somebody would come by and go, ugh! That's what you get for wearing sweatpants in school.
Oh, you crazy kids.
Tell us your favorite testicular eclipse post. Who was it by?
I've never, ever, ever heard of this trend until you told me 5 seconds ago.
Did you Google search testicular eclipse?
Yeah, and it says Tommy Lee's deleted eclipse post.
See, I told you. I told you.
Did anyone else see Tommy Lee's deleted eclipse social media posts?
Has anyone not seen his penis at this point in time?
No.
Remember when he drove a boat with it?
I've actually never watched the real footage from that. I know you have.